What's up, man? Alright, guys. Today's video is titled Post-Wall Blonde at the Pub Wanted to Give Me Blue Balls. So, yesterday I was at the pub at night. As you guys know, here in small town USA, I go to the pub because it's the only place here in small town USA that's open after 10 o'clock. So I go there, I work on the computer. As you guys know, I own and run MGTOW.TV. So I always have a lot of work to do. So, and yesterday was a Saturday, TFM had a live stream going. So here I am listening to TFM's live stream, and the table next to me, there were these out-of-towners. They were from Palm Beach. It was the first time for them to come to our pub in a small town, USA. And there was this post-wall blonde. She was probably well into her 30s or early 40s. Now, you guys have to remember, if you are from Palm Beach, chances are you're going to be one of those gold-digging whores. Because Palm Beach County is one of the richest counties in America. The county I'm in, Martin County, which is the next county over from Palm Beach County, is actually pretty damn wealthy. In fact, I've said it before and I'll say it again. Most of our residents are upper-scale, middle-class white people. So, anyways, here I am working on the computer, listening to TFM. And this blonde, she starts dancing up all on me. Now, I don't take off my headphones, and I look at her like, bitch, what the fuck you doing? Because you guys have to understand, guys, if some random woman is gonna dance up on some rando at a bar, she's doing it for attention. Now, if you're fucking Chad, you're Tyrone, she's gonna take you to the back of the bar and give you the best sex of your life. But outside of Chadrone, guys, if some thought is just gonna dance up on you, she is an attention whore. So here she is dancing up on me. I don't do anything. I don't even take off my headphones. And then after, like, you know, a couple of minutes of trying to get my attention, you know, she raises her glass to, you know, cheers, right? I was drinking Coke because I'm not an alcoholic. I don't drink. So, you know, I raise my Coke glass and, okay, bitch, yeah, cheers. There we go, bitch. And then immediately afterwards, she went to dance up on a one of those goth white dudes. You know, there's this goth white guy. He's like 6'6", blonde. I see him at the Beta Male Cafe, you know. So he was at the pub that night, and she started to dance all up on this goth guy, and even he looked at her like, bitch, what the fuck you doing? So she just went to, she just danced around the bar, just dancing up on all sorts of random guys. And again, she was from Palm Beach County. This was her first time at the place, so of course she didn't know anybody, and yet she's like bumping and grinding and all sorts of randos in this pub. And none of the guys that she was rubbing up against were Chads and Tyrones, you know. They were all guys, you know, like me, meaning, yeah, you guys can tell I'm no Chad, I'm no Tyrone. So to her, I'm like the safe bet, you know, but I have no interest in her. You know, the goth guy who's like fucking 6'6", he had no interest in her. Even one of the guys, the older gentleman, he's an accountant. She rubbed up against him, and he was like, dude, that bitch is an attention whore. You know, he's not a MGTOW. He doesn't know what MGTOW is. And even the average normie is beginning to wake up to the fact that a lot of women out there are attention whores. So if you are a non-Chad, non-Tyrone, and some hot bitch dances up all on you guys, trust and believe, she is an attention whore, and she wants to give you blue balls. One second. Man, it's super hot here in Florida, guys. It's like 91 degrees. It's like almost 6 at night, 91 degrees. I was getting over a cold. It's probably one of those Camarona variants. and I've been very, very thirsty for the past couple of weeks, you know. So heat, cold, you know, getting over a cold, not a good mix. Not to mention, guys, I'm actually on something called Zupu, a colon cleanser. And that is supposed to make you, like, go to the bathroom a lot. I mean, it's somewhat working with me. It's not what I expected. But I'll be making a video about that later on, especially going back on TRT after Ramadan. But that's not the point of this video. The point of this video, guys, is that I've learned a couple of things at the pub last night. Number one, if you are outside of Chadron, some hot thing dances up on you, she's going to be, in all likelihood, she is an attention whore. She just wants to make sure she still has it. Because the thing you guys have to understand, you know, if this girl was 20 years old rather than being well into her 30s or even 40s, you know, she doesn't have to go dancing up on guys to get their attention. Because let's be honest, man, everybody watching this video knows you would rather have a 21-year-old hottie than a 35-year-old former hottie. That's just male nature. So that's number one, guys. If you are outside of the Chadron category and some hot bitch is dancing all up on you, guys, she's an attention whore. Number two, her husband was right there. Her husband was seeing everything, okay? Now, her husband's friend, you know, he talked to me because everybody at the pub wants to know what the hell is this guy doing at midnight with a freaking computer at the pub. So, turns out that this guy and his friend, who is the husband of this Tatiana, turns out that they are, like I told you guys, they're from Palm Beach, and they are managers for these construction companies that construct multi-million dollar oceanfront properties. So you know these guys have status and they have money. Because again, they are in charge of multi-million dollar condo properties in Palm Beach County. And I don't have to sit here and tell you how rich Palm Beach County is. I mean, just go and Google and type in how rich Palm Beach County is. Like I said, I'm in Martin County, which is pretty damn wealthy, but we are low-key compared to Palm Beach, even though they're the next county over. So, her husband, he was seeing this bitch fucking dance all up on freaking weird guys and, you know, all sorts of guys who are total random. And, you know, some of the guys that she actually did get attention from were, like, hobo-looking. Because, you know, every pub is always gonna have these hobo-type, low-value men in there. These are guys who are just happy to get any sort of fucking attention from a woman, even though she's a Tatiana and she has absolutely no interest in them. But, hey, man, they'll cop a feel on the breast, you know, they'll put their hands on her ass, you know. They have no shame. Again, they're pretty much next to being homeless, so no dignity, no integrity, no honor for these so-called males. I can't even call them men. So, these women were, what she was doing, guys, is that I think she was, like, getting herself hot and horny because she was drinking while she was dancing all up on all these random people at the bar. I think she was getting hot and horny because at the end she started making out with her beta male husband. So I think this girl, just to you know, guys, a lot of people out there are in open relationships. When I'm in Tinder here in small town USA, guys, the amount of women who say we are in an open relationship, my guy is totally fine with bringing another guy over and watching, or male and female threesomes. You know, the number of open relationships here in America and in the West is exploding. I see it on Tinder all the time. And for a guy, I mean, this guy was, he was your typical beta male simp looking dude. No, he wasn't fugly by any means, but obviously this hot blonde could have done way better than him in the looks department. But at the end of the day, guys, as we all know, women have a dual mating strategy to them. They'll get the beta male to give them the lifestyle, then they'll go out and they'll fuck around with the Chads and the Tyrones. So I think what's happening here in Western civilization, which is very, very sad and unfortunate, is that a lot of these Western guys out there, they're coming to the conclusion that in order for me to have a woman, I need to be a cuck. I need to be in an open relationship where pretty much my girl is in a pub dancing up on fucking randoms, random guys, and even fucking homeless bums who like put their hand on her ass, and all I can do is simply clap like, hey baby, way to go baby. But hey, as long as she comes home to me at the end of the night, that's really all that matters. This is where Western society is, gentlemen. We have reached the point where men in modern marriages today, they're happy to be cucked. They're happy that their girl is out and about, even though she is demasculating them or emasculating them right in front of their eyes. I mean, I'm sitting there at the pub and I'm watching this girl make her round through the pub, like grinding up on all sorts of guys, and her husband is right there, man. You know, I just wanted to go up to the guy and slap the shit out of him and be like, dude, rein in your fucking wife, man. But like TFM said, guys, women are great, women are amazing, women are beautiful. The problem is the beta males out there who empower, enable, and encourage them to be dirty, dirty sharmutas. That's the real problem, you know. See, this is why in the past men will were held responsible for women, okay? Women were never ever held responsible directly. The men were always, always held responsible for the woman, because women have no agency, man. If you let a woman be, yeah, sure, she's gonna grind up on a bunch of random guys at the bar. Your job is to slap her across the face and tell her, bitch, don't do that. Or better yet, don't even take her to the bar where a bunch of random guys can, like, get all up on her and shit like that. But this is where we are, guys. And again, it's all because of weak, pathetic beta males who empower, enable, and encourage women to be dirty, dirty sharmutas. And, you know, this actually works in the favor of the beta male, because here's the deal. A beta male, especially these sub-5 guys, even though they're fucking rich, you see, a beta male would never ever get a hot woman, even though she's over the age of 35, you know, her skin is beginning to wrinkle, you know. These guys will never ever get that type of woman if they didn't A, have money, and allow a open relationship. So a lot of guys out there, their mentality is, look man, I can't get the type of woman I want, so I'm just gonna money max and I'm gonna allow her to have an open relationship just as long as she comes home to me every night. And this is where we are, guys. This is where we are. You know, so if you're a good, decent man, you don't want to be cuckolded. Guys, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something really quick, okay? All it takes for a woman to win is to find one simp out there who's willing to get cuckolded. All she has to do to win is to find some low-value guy at a pub who's willing to give her any sort of attention. She wins. So if this girl was to go fucking hop on 10 random guys at the bar and only one guy gives her attention, she won. Okay? If she has to get a sub 5 looking dude who's willing to give her the Palm Beach lifestyle, she won. This is why guys like you and me, who are not Shadron, this is why you and I can never ever win in modern Western society, because the woman out there will always, always find that beta male, that low value male, who is willing to give her a lifestyle, who's willing to give her attention. And if she is in the, and again guys, the number of these women who are on Tinder saying, I'm in an open relationship, my husband will watch, this is their way of saying to Chad and Tyrone, come on over, baby. So the modern woman, guys, even though she's post-wall, even though she's wrinkly, she won. You know, as long as a woman doesn't have a fugly face or morbidly obese or deformed in one way or another, she won, guys. The modern female today won, okay? Because all it takes is that one beta male to wife her up, that one simp to give her validation, that one Shadron to show up at 2 in the morning, and she won. Now, one of the last things I want to touch upon here, guys, is that Saturday night, it was a packed pub. I took notice of something, guys, because I've been going to that pub, you know, almost every day since freaking, like, December of last year. Something I took notice of, Dusties don't show up when it's a packed house of white people. In fact, yesterday, for the most part, I was the only ethnic person in that whole pub. You know, I was the only person there with black hair, you know. Everybody else had blonde hair, had brown hair. You know, only like one or two respectable black men showed up. But the Dusties, they didn't show up at all. For those of you who don't know, Dusties are what Donovan Sharp would refer to as niggas. These are the black guys who are grimy, they smoke weed, they live with their mama, they work at Popeyes, you know, they do illegal shit and stuff like that. These are the guys that mud sharks go after, and the Dusty knows that he doesn't stand a chance to pick up a woman when it's a full house of middle class white people at the pub. You see, Dusties know that there's a certain type of white woman that would go home with them. You know, your typical white woman is not gonna go home with a Dusty. Let me say that one more time. Your typical white woman is not gonna go home with a Dusty. Only a special type of fucked up woman, and we call them mud sharks, will go home with a Dusty. And again, guys, I've said it before, and I'm saying it again. There is no problem with a white woman liking a black woman as long as the black guy is respectable and she has a genuine desire for him. Neither should you have no problem with that. The problem is the low class, insecure, trashy white woman who go out with these Dusties in their teens and 20s, and then when they hit the wall, they try to sell their pussy as if it was like brand new, when in reality every thug in town, you know, fucking put a billion miles in that vagina. That's when I have a problem. But again, if she has a genuine desire for a respectable black man, more power to you. But this just goes to show you guys, the typical white woman in general will not get with a Dusty, or what Donovan Sharp would refer to as a nigga. So in conclusion, guys, one, a lot of beta males out there are in an open relationship, and that's what they want, because at the end of the day, she's gonna come home to them, and he doesn't have to worry about her divorce, raping him, and taking the house. You know, when she has a fucking open relationship, and Tyrone comes over to her house, or Chad comes over to her house at 2 o'clock at night, you know, why would she want to divorce, rape him for, when she is in an open relationship? She can do whatever the fuck she wants. So this is where we are, guys. A lot of guys out there, they're happy with an open relationship. They're happy to be cucked. That's number one. Number two, if a woman dances all up on you and you're just some random dude at some random place and you're not a Chad, you're not a Tyrone, she just wants to give you blue balls by being an attention whore and giving you false hope that she'll, you know, sleep with you or some dumb shit like that. And lastly but not least, in general, normal, healthy, white women do not go for dusties or niggas, as Donovan Sharp would refer to them. So that's my video for today, guys. Hope you like, share, comment, subscribe, and I'm gonna see you in the next one. Peace.